Hello, my name is Nakia. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I've got a question related to that, and I don't know if you can give me a straight answer on it, but I'm a director of a state agency, a state park down in Baldwin County. One of my employees has tested positive. He got it from his son or something a week ago. So I'm interested in having my employees get tested. Most of them that were involved in this are part-time employees at our gatehouse, not on state insurance, but I have some that are. I'm just curious if there's anybody that can advise me. Is there such a thing as any sort of testing facility for state employees, or anything that the agency can do for them to have a test, or are they all on their own to go get one and pay for it? I'm just unsure what we can do for our employees as a state agency. I'm not sure if you can send me somebody who can help me with that.
Okay, so here's the thing. Unfortunately, we are the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. I cannot provide you with any more or less information that's already on our website, which is adph.org. However, when it pertains to the actual vaccination, that's a separate department, but I can place you on a pre-registration list. Now, I won't know how long it'll take.
I mean a test. I'm not talking about.
Okay. Good. Okay. So with the test, I can easily look up your county and then provide you with, a lot of the time, they will have the address and phone number. May not have the business hours, but I can at least give you that much. What is your county?
Baldwin.
Okay, so, Baldwin pulls up three different things. I'm going to provide you with the actual county health department, which is in Robertsdale.
Okay.
Now, there is another one. It's Baldwin Regional Medical Center. From what I can see, it's on McKenzie Street in Foley. I don't know how far it is from you.
Yes.
And then there's another one that's in North Baldwin Health Department, center, or I assume it's center, located on D. Olive Street.
Yeah, in Bayman. Are you saying those are free testing facilities or just testing facilities, period?
Now, if I'm going to be honest, it doesn't, specify if it's free nor the price. Or
that's
contact information.
I've got part-time employees, and they need to be tested because one of their fellow employees got it. I'd like to either send them to a free place or find some way that we could pay for the test. I just feel like it ought to be something that we can do. I'm just not sure. So I don't know who can advise me. Maybe if I contact the local health department, maybe they might be able to help me.
I would say yes, because I don't have an actual phone number. I only have the address to the Baldwin County Health Department in Robertsdale.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were you, honestly, if I'm not mistaken, there may actually be two locations in Baldwin. But the one that generated was the Baldwin County Health Department. The other two are not health departments, but it's family health and medical centers. So which one do you prefer? I would go with the Baldwin Health Department.
And yeah, I'm going to ask if there's something they can do that's a free service or something. I hate to have people go filing insurance to do a test because somebody they work with had it. I feel like if I'm going to make them all test it, I need to find a place it shouldn't affect their pocketbook is what I'm
okay.
trying.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you this. Unfortunately, I cannot provide you with the phone number, but when I looked into the registration, because I don't have the access to the health department, but what I can do, there's actually two locations. There's one in Daphne and one in Robertsdale. And my system for what the line you called only put up Robertsdale. But there's one in Daphne. I don't have a phone number. If you wanted to, because I assume it's multiple employees, if you have like their basic information, I can do it. And if not, just call them. And all we will require is their phone number, name. If they want to include their email address and age, that's it. And then if you want us, you can call back and give us the information. We can at least place them on a registration list. We don't know if it's going to be free. However, if you visit our website, which is A as in Apple, D as in Dog, P as in Paul, H as in Henry.org, I know there's a section that says health departments. I don't know if it's going to give you the address and phone number or phone number or just, you know, one or the other. But either way, on my end, outside of me Googling the information, visit our website because the website will give you more information than what I can provide you with.
All right. I found their website. I'll call them. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So, yes, go to where it says health department. Go there. You should be good to go. They'll provide you with the address, possibly a phone number. I don't know if it's going to say if it's free or not because I've never seen that before. So just inquire about it when you call.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
That's it. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline and enjoy your day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.